You're listening to the Salon Owners Collective podcast, where each week we share stories and expertise from business owners like you, plus experts, influencers, and Larissa's actionable steps that will transform your business and your life. And now your host, Larissa McLemon.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Salon Owners Collective podcast. It doesn't matter where you're from, how you grew up, or what stage of success we are currently in, there is something that we all have in common. We all have money mindsets to work through. In today's episode, I'm talking with money and manifestation coach, Jess Giles from Chic Money. We talk about how we can recognize, transform, and take action into shifting our money mindsets so we can achieve the freedom and profit we desire in our lives and our salons. I highly recommend listening to this episode, but get your notepad or your notes app in hand because there are takeaways and words of wisdom that Jess shares about getting your money mindset on the path of abundance. Come a mile a minute. All right, let's jump in to the episode. Jess, welcome to the Salon Owners Collective podcast. I'm really pleased to have you back.
Hi, Larissa. I'm so thrilled to be here with you today.
So a while back, you came on the show and shared your genius with us, but I was super keen to have you back around a particular topic that I'm seeing happening with my clients at the moment, and I would really love your thoughts and ability to speak to that. But before we do that, why don't you share with us where you are in the world, what you do, and how you got to be doing what you're doing?
Awesome. I would love to. So I'm based in Adelaide, South Australia, and my business is Chic Money, and I am a money mastery and manifestation coach, and I am just completely lit up. I absolutely live for it. It just has me bouncing out of bed in the morning, really partnering with and supporting women to transform their relationship to and their reality with money, and to create financial freedom on their own terms in a way that feels really good to them. And my passion behind that and my absolute driving force is that I wholeheartedly believe that financially empowered women are going to save the world, beginning with their own. I wholeheartedly believe that the most precious and incredible gift that a woman can have is to be able to make money in a way that is fun and freeing and supportive of her and those that are important to her. I myself am a single mum of two daughters and have been for over a couple of years now. And it just wouldn't be possible for me to do what I do and for my daughters to, you know, to provide for and support my daughters and enable us to live the life that we do if I wasn't financially empowered to be able to make money. And I really wholeheartedly believe and am so passionate about supporting other women to be able to create that for themselves. And not only to be able to make money, but because at the end of the day, it's both all about the money and has nothing to do with the money, mm-hmm. but really just to be so connected to themselves and to their desires and to be doing it on their own terms and to feel completely empowered by it and lit up by money. That's just absolutely what drives me.
I just love your story. And what I have to say, what I love the most is the language that you use. I just could listen to you all day. That sounds
so
silly.
So much. No,
but it's true. I love it.
Wonderful. No, I'm so pleased. Thank you. And yeah, so I work with women in a variety of ways through online. Everything that I do with my clients is online, which enables me to work with incredible women all over the world, which I just love. And I do group programs. I also do a limited amount of private coaching, and I have some self-study courses as well. So there's lots of ways that I'm able to partner with women to support them. And the number one thing that I hear through women that come through my programs in any capacity and work with me is very much what you just said, Larissa. Like, it's just them, they resonate with me and my message because it unlocks something within them. Mm-hmm. And for me, that's where the magic really happens, because it's not about me. It's not about what I know, my expertise. It's simply me supporting women to unlock what is already within them. And that for me is just, gives me tingles. Like, it's just so powerful for women to be able to support themselves in that way.
So you come from a financial background, which gives you a good foundation in the finances. You're an accountant.
I am, yes. So I'm a qualified accountant, and that was actually where my business life started. So I had a bookkeeping and accounting practice, and it was through that that I realized that people would come to me and they'd give me their, you know, receipts and statements, and I literally would feel the weight as they handed it over to me, the weight of their disempowerment, the weight of their fear and their doubt. And then I would sort of do my thing and give them back all these incredible reports and insights and really give them this information, and they would never look at it, or they would, you know, just have so little interest in it. And I really uncovered through that it was because there was so much fear, there was doubt, there was terrible money stories, they had mindset issues, and I would give them all the spreadsheets in the world and they literally wouldn't use them. Yeah. And it was through there, and it was around that time that I sort of uncovered my own money story and did a lot of deep work around that. And so my bookkeeping and accounting clients became my guinea pigs for coaching. And it was then that they really started to create significant shifts and changes and skyrocket their results. And I was like, wow, this is actually really works. And that's how it sort of exploded from there. But yeah, that's a really unique background that I bring to my clients as well, as the mindset. And that's exactly what it's like for me. I wholeheartedly believe that you can't sit on your meditation mat and make $1 million. But you also can't outmanage a bad mindset. Mm. So it's the combination of the two that combine so powerfully to just make incredible magic.
I just love all those things that you say. That's really cool. So I'm really pleased to have you, because I see a reoccurring pattern within many of the people that I work with in my coaching practice, and it's something that I know that you'll be able to speak to. But it's also something that I have experienced multiple times myself. And so I thought I'd bring you on today to share your wisdom around this. So let me share a story with you. I have a gorgeous girl that I work with who has been through my Freedom and Profit program, and her goal was to get off the floor and be free and have her team manage the business while she went and had her baby, her second baby. And the first time she had her baby, she had not a particularly pleasant experience of trying to be to manage the business and be away with the baby. So her goal was to be free and really be present with her baby. And so she's achieving that, and she's achieved that. She's having a great time. She's got an amazing team who are just thriving. They're growing and expanding to the point where they have physically run out of space. And she has been wanting to attract the certain employee that if he ever came and applied for a job with her, she said, doesn't matter what, I would take him. And he's done exactly that. He's finally come and applied for a job with her, and she physically does not have the space. And I see this not happening just only for the people that I'm working with, but the same experience has come to me when I had my salon, and even in my business now. And this ability to project forward far enough into the future to foresee what is happening ahead of time. So, for example, employing people before you're desperate. And I see this a lot. I'll give you another scenario. Is when we discover that we're turning away 4 or 5 clients a day, we're booked late nights and Saturdays for 3, 4, 5, 6, some people even 8 weeks ahead of time, and it's only then that they decide that they need a new employee, that they can have somebody new. And what's heartbreaking for me is that they're leaving money on the table. They're not servicing all those clients, because this is the question: what is the gap that is stopping us from planning and projecting forward? Is it a lack of abundance? What is going on here? And this is what I would love to explore with you. Even for myself, it's not till I'm way past my own capacity, am I brave enough to bring somebody on and commit to the wages, for example. And so I would love to be able to give that gift to people of planning a little bit in advance and being way ahead, accepting that abundance somehow.
Yeah, wow, I love that. I love that. And firstly, congratulations to you and your clients who are smashing their goals and having these issues. It's amazing. But I think what I spoke about before is really so relevant in this case as well. It's both a mindset and a practical consideration. You know, nothing is really ever isolated into one or the other. So when we sort of look at it from that space and we go, firstly, new level, new devil, you know, like when your client was struggling with, you know, wanting to leave to have her first child and not having a supportive team, you know, they're the issues that you're consumed by. And this is a perfect example of the fact that, you know, she's done the work, she's elevated her mindset to overcome that, to attract a great team. And now she's going into, you know, having her second child and being present with that. But this is the thing that we always face up against, new level, new devil. And exactly. It's not that it gets easier, it's just that we get better.
Yes.
You know, and the issues do become more, you know, affluent issues as well. It's not in terms of how am I going to pay my next rent bill. It becomes, you know, more terms of forward planning and expanding into that abundance that you've created. So yeah, sure. What I see happens a lot is that we create this level of success, this level of income, making forward momentum practically and in our physical reality. But what can happen is we can still be somewhat connected to and holding on to that lack and scarcity mindset. In terms of the fear of expansion into, the fear of bringing someone on and not being able to pay them or whatever the case may be. And that's really an individual thing as well. And I really encourage and invite everyone who's listening to tune into themselves. And it's really, I'm sure you already know, and whatever comes to mind first is usually what it is for you. Like, what is the fear behind this? What am I sort of hearing? What is the story I'm telling myself? What meaning am I giving to it? And as you expand further as well, it can become more in terms of who am I to have this rock star team? You know, who am I to have this bigger salon? Or, you know, can I sustain this? Is this all going to come crashing down? A lot of it is sort of an upper limit thing as well. Is it allowing yourself to expand into that place of being a leader and having that level of success? Another really powerful question that I find really can help to support as well is in terms of who am I fearing is going to judge me because of this? You know, we can often keep ourselves playing small because we have this fear that, you know, a family member or a competitor, or I don't even like using that word, but, you know, somebody else within the industry or somebody in a different industry or ourselves or our parents or our inner child, or like it literally could be anybody. But it's when we sort of tune into that and allow ourselves to see that what can actually be happening beneath the surface that is creating those external situations, because the inner creates the outer, the invisible creates the visible. So what we're seeing physicality wise, it's literally just a mirror to what's going on within us.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And, I become more and more aware of the realities of that. So I think you're absolutely right. I think there's definitely upper limit issues. You know, you hit your upper limit, and like you say, who am I to go beyond that, and who will judge us? And certainly that abundance, that things will continue to flow the way that they are now, that it's all going to come crashing down. I think I certainly had those thoughts myself, and have seen that, you know, time and time again. So yeah, absolutely. So what is it that we can do to, I guess, first recognize that these are the thoughts that we're having, and then to start working towards overcoming them?
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of recognizing the thoughts that we're having, it's really, what happens generally, what fear and ego has us do is disconnect. So if we have this desire to bring on a new team member, expand into a bigger salon, that's the desire. Desire always comes first. You know, when you tap into what's my income goal, how big do I desire my team to be, where do I want to buy a home, desire always speaks first, and then fear and ego come in and bring us back down. So I always, you know, it's really bold and courageous to actually listen to that desire and follow that desire. So just be mindful of that. You know, when you ask yourself, how many people do I desire to have on my team? tune into what's fear and ego saying, like you can't afford that many people, or they won't be booked enough, or that's not going to work in the quiet season, or whatever those sort of that language is that you're hearing come up. Just really allow yourself to tune into that and catch it as it happens. So because the thing with thoughts are thoughts grow stronger, and what happens is we create this loop, you know, like what our mind basically does is recycles old information. So whatever information is flowing through the brain, it just feeds upon it. Humans are meaning making machines. So we go out and create circumstances and experiences that back up our beliefs. You know, one of the core philosophies that really is so prevalent and so necessary in manifestation and, you know, attraction and law of abundance and all those sorts of things, is that you always get to be right about your beliefs. So if you have a belief that you can't sustain it, or it's not going to grow, or whatever your belief might be, that you're not meant for that level of success, you're always going to get to be right about that belief. So
Yeah, I think you're so right. And you know, what comes to mind is sabotage. People sabotage themselves when they don't, if the opposite happens and success continues to grow. Would that be true?
Totally. Sabotage, and sabotage is very sneaky. Like I always say that we all have our own unique blend of self-sabotage. And it's so sneaky, and it's when it happens that fear and ego are like, see, I told you. That couldn't happen. Yeah. You know, this isn't going to happen. You know, the unexpected bill, or, you know, cancellations or whatever the case may be. Like I've never worked with a client who, you know, if they come to me and they're like, oh, we've had cancellations, and there's never a time it's just happened randomly. Like there's no such thing as random things. we think there are, but everything is connected. And so, you know, often clients will come to me, they're like, I've had a flow, you know, of cancellations. And it's like, okay, what's actually going on here? And when you look at it, you can see that it actually reflects back to what is the internal dialogue. What am I telling myself? What am I believing? And then not only every action that we take is shaped by a belief. And so has an energy attached to it. So if we have a negative belief, a negative thought, a negative energy, whatever action we take is going to have that energy infused with it. So then we find that we're taking fear-based actions, and, you know, and then everything that we put out comes back to us. So when you take a fear-based action, of course, you're going to get a fear-based response, which then just continues to feed that cycle.
Yeah, that's so true. Can you give us an example, sort of a tangible example of someone or an experience or something that you've seen that actually, you know, in real life?
Absolutely, totally. So one that comes to mind is a client that I was working with who was a salon owner, and we were sort of feeling into, it was the beginning of the month, and we were planning out income goals for the month, targets for her team. And one thing that came up was this particular offer that she wanted to create. And she said to me, well, I've offered it before and nobody booked. I didn't, you know, it flopped, it didn't work, whatever. And I was like, okay, and felt into more. And we did some coaching around where were you at that time and space and et cetera. And anyhow, we did a lot of mindset work around it and got her to a place where it was the exact same action with the exact same energy. The exact same action with the exact same image, but a completely different energy and mindset around it. And then she put it out there and, you know, stayed connected with the vision and the desire and keeping that energy and momentum happening, and the offer fully booked.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That is just the proof is in the pudding, you know. And she even sent me a picture of like, look, this is what I posted last month, and there was no likes, no comments, no bookings. And this experience was completely different.
So can I take that to a really practical level? Because I see this happen time and time again, but I know that there's still a struggle. What does that mean in a practical sense? And so let's talk about that kind of that booking where you say exactly the same image, the promotion, exactly the same image, but there's a new energy. Now, what I see, what happens is when you've got a new energy and a new mindset and you're absolutely convinced that it's going to be successful, that comes out in your language. right? So the words that you put on that post and the, how it's structured and how those think those words are put together, it can be completely different from a mindset of abundance and success and somebody who is expecting people to book, because it actually comes out in the practical language. But when you're fearful and you think no one's going to book, do you know what actually comes out in the words that you choose to type? Would you not say?
Totally.
Yeah. And I've had a practical example recently of a woman that I'm working with, funnily enough, also having a baby, and she kind of knew she needed some new staff and kind of put it out there just because she sort of felt that she should. And we worked through and talked about, actually, your past should have, could have, would have ages ago. You were, you know, you were turning clients away. You were booked for 8 weeks in advance. And so she went out and she just decided, she even went like, right, I'm doing this. And she was so strong in her intention, and she went and put it out there. She got really clear on who it is that she wanted, not just a somebody. She really clear in her intention. She could visualize who she wanted that girl to be. Anyway, she interviewed a couple of people, and she said, oh, yeah, there was one that was good. And she said she drove home, and then she got a call from the salon, and this was all within 24 hours. She got a call from the salon, and her staff member said, I've had a woman just drive in the CV, dropped it into the desk. And so she just decided, because she was so freshly intent on the right person showing up, she turned the car around, drove back to the salon, interviewed her on the spot. And she said she was everything that she wanted and had visualized being. All within 24 hours, that person turned up and showed up in her door. Now, that's not about typing different language. I don't know how that works, but it works.
I'll tell you exactly how that works.
Okay, good.
When you make up your mind, the universe works very quickly. When you make up your mind about something and you not only be like, oh, that'd be great, you know, coulda, woulda, shoulda, when you're like, I am doing this, it is a non-negotiable, I am available for nothing less, when you get that energetically committed to something, it can't help but show up. Like, you literally leave no other door open.
Yes.
And so that is a beautiful example of that, Larissa. Like, when you're so committed, and that is the perfect example of that, because not only was she energetically committed, she took the inspired action. She took the inspired action to turn the car around and go back to the salon. Had she have been like, I'll follow that up tomorrow, whatever the case may be, the energy is totally different then.
Yeah.
But when she's like, I'm doing this, you know, she was already in the zone because she'd interviewed someone who was like, yeah, it would have been okay. But when you're so committed to standing out, to being a cut above the rest, to positioning yourself as that place, and you take actions with that energy infused to it, that is what you get as your reward.
Yes. Now, how that all pulls together, I don't know, and I don't think we need to know. We just need to know it works.
And this is exactly the thing, Larissa. Like, when you walk in the door at night and your house is dark, you flick the light switch and the light comes on.
Yeah.
Do you know how that light comes on? No, but you don't have to. You just have to know that when you flick that switch, the light comes on. And everything else is no different to that. You know, you don't, and this was something, you know, when I learned about EFT, like freedom, like emotional freedom technique with tapping and manifestation, I was like, but how? And then I recognized I don't have to know how. I just have to know that I have this tool available to me. And when I use it, it works.
Yeah.
You know, we have enough stuff for us to be across all over. This is not one of those things.
Yeah, that's right. We don't need to know the mechanics.
Exactly.
There's a little sneaky part of me that just wants to know the practicalities, but it doesn't matter because I know it works anyway.
That's right. I mean, the magic wouldn't be there.
This is true.
We all love a bit of magic in our lives.
Absolutely. All right. I think that's really great. So I want to, for those that are listening, I want to give a really practical takeaway. What's one thing that, if you've been listening, that they should go away and do right now?
So right now, I know that there is something on your mind, whether it's bringing on a new client, whether it's attracting a new team member, whether it's to do with a personal relationship, whether it's to do with your relationship to yourself. I know that you know there's an area that needs focus. So practically, and magically, connectedly, I want you to just tune into that. And I want you to ask literally, what is my message about this? You know, take out a pen and paper, write down whatever comes to mind, don't question it. And I want you to then, so once you've uncovered, like do a bit of a brain dump around it. Like, you know, if it's to do with calling in clients, you know, I don't know where they're going to come from, you know, what should I offer them? You know, just really get out whatever's in your mind around that. And then I really want you to ask yourself, like, if there were no consequences and no limitations, what would I choose? Because what we tend to do is we get so stuck in our limited thinking, where as we've just explored in so many different scenarios, whether it's different offers, whether it's calling in a new team member, like the magic is available to us in every moment. So really asking yourself, if there were no consequences and there were no limitations in regards to mindset and whatever, what would I choose right now in this moment? And then when you allow yourself to do that, you're connected to your desires, you're connected to your vision, you're connected to what your soul actually wants. And so from that place of connection and with that energetic connection and that flow that you have happening, ask from that place, what is my next step? And then here's the clincher. You have to take action on that guidance that you receive. So a bit of a personal share. I remember a couple of years ago when I had just become a single parent and I was like, right, this needs to work. You know, like my business, not that my business ever did have the opportunity to, but if there was ever a time my business hasn't had the opportunity to be a cute side hobby, it was then. And so I was like, okay, I need, like, you know, I really desire to and need, let's be real, need to bring on two clients this week. And so this was when I was really delving into this work. And I said, like, what's my message? How am I going to attract two new clients this week? And what came to me was an email, like an idea for an email, you know, communication with my community. And so I wrote, and I was like, oh my God. And I can't remember exactly what the title of it was, but I was like, people are going to think I've lost my actual mind. Like, people are going to unsubscribe. They're going to think I'm crazy. This is ridiculous. And so I sort of ignored it for a couple of hours and it kept coming back to me. And I was like, well, you know what, Jess, like, you've asked for the guidance. The least you can do is take action on it. So I was like, okay, whatever. So I wrote this email and it was one of those emails that, you know, you hover over the send button and you're just like peeking through your eye, like closed eyes, peeking through your hands, being like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this. And so anyway, I sent out the email and like within hours, I had a bunch of emails back saying like, oh my God, I resonate with that so much. And I think I got 3 or 4 new clients from it, some podcast interviews. Like, it just ended up being, I think that's right, I got opportunity to write for a couple of magazines. Like, it just completely, really, when I look back, began to change not only the trajectory of my business, but also my belief in myself and the universe and that connection. And so that's what I really invite you to do. Like, it's all great for you to do the dump, ask yourself what you would choose, ask what your next step is. But this is the part where we really need to combine the mindset work with then the taking action from that inspired place. And rarely does that action come as, you know, your logical next step or what you thought about doing next. It's usually something, you know, random that you think's not going to work because of our fear and ego. So it's really allowing yourself to take action from that guided place.
I think the bit that sometimes we miss is the ask and then the wait for the answer, or misinterpreting or not recognizing the answer.
Yeah, and we're very much an instant gratification type of community these days.
Yeah.
So we want instant gratification, so an instant answer, but it's really allowing yourself to just giving yourself permission and owning your power and trusting yourself that whatever comes through is the right answer.
Yeah.
Because what we tend to go is, well, that's not what I want to hear. Or I don't have time for that, or, you know, all those sorts of meanings that we attach to it.
Yeah. Yeah. And recognizing that the answer is the answer, not just a random thought or a random action. Tuning in, I think, is the bit, right?
Exactly. And then, you know, look, and it's allowing yourself to build up faith and trust in that as well. And that faith and trust is only built up through following the process and taking action. you know, that, and the same when it's, you know, easy to smile when the sun is shining and the bank account's full, you know, it's easy to have faith when you've got so much experience with this sort of thing, or you've had great results. But if things seems to be against you, or you're not quite sure and you don't trust yourself, the only way to build that up is to be honest with yourself and literally say, you know, have that open conversation with the universe, like, I'm not feeling this, or, you know, I'm not sure whether I can trust this or whatever. But then you'll know when you know. Yeah. And then allowing yourself to act from that place.
Yeah. Well, words of wisdom right there, everyone. So I think as we work towards wrapping up, it's been really insightful, and I know super helpful, and I'm really pleased that there is some clear action for us to take. But I know that you're a business owner too, and you run a business yourself, and it comes with its own challenges. What is a quote or a mantra that you have that keeps you sane in all of this?
Yeah, so one thing I really want to share that is really, really relevant to what we spoke about at the beginning, Larissa, is really around your past does not have to equal your future. Mm. Like, you are not bound by what you've experienced in the past. Just because something's failed in the past doesn't mean it's going to fail now. Just because something didn't work in the past doesn't mean it's going to work now. And where you come from has very little to do with where you're going. You know, I dropped out of high school when I was 16 and hadn't even finished year 10. Mm. You know, if I allowed myself to be dictated to and restricted by my past, there's no way I would have put myself through TAFE and uni and created my businesses that I have. The reason and the how and the way we do that is being so committed to our future is far brighter and far more of a, you know, self-expression and realizing your desires and vision than what you've been restricted to in the past.
I love that, and I think that's so true. So thank you for that. What about a book or a podcast, or what's a resource that's been useful to you that you believe would be beneficial to those that are listening?
So it comes to me as a book, and this book that I absolutely love is called The Law of Divine Compensation by Marianne Williamson. It's a little blue book, and it's just beautiful. I just love the book. And it's just so really expands on everything that we've explored today. And it really just, I pick up that book whenever I'm feeling disconnected from myself or disconnected from truth, and really just allowing myself to connect back in. So can I be cheeky and suggest two?
Yes, please, more the merrier.
So, because it would be neglectful of me to not, I think, because I've mentioned that it's the combination of the mindset and the practical action. So definitely the book. And the other thing is create yourself a spreadsheet or get yourself a notebook or whatever the case may be, and literally start tracking your abundance. There is nothing I can give you or tell you, share with you, anything that is going to increase your income and increase the flow of your desires to you faster than what tracking your income is going to do. What we focus on expands. So allowing yourself to record and track and give gratitude and focus to what is coming to you that you desire to expand is going to skyrocket that. What gets measured gets improved. So really allow yourself to focus on that every day.
Yeah, I totally agree with that one. Yep. All right, you've been so valuable and so much wisdom. I really appreciate it. I know people are going to want to stalk you, so please share where can people find you? What's your dub and your social links?
Beautiful. So I would come over and join me, Chic Money, on my Facebook page and on my Instagram. Please do not go to my website, because currently being rebuilt, and that's a story, a manifestation of its own. But anyhow, but you can most certainly check out www.chicmoneymasteryacademy.com, and that's the destination of my 6-month group coaching program, and you'll learn so much more about me on that page as well. But of course, I would love to connect with you. I also have a free private Facebook group, Money Master with Style, which I'm super present in supporting around everything that we've explored today and much more. So I would love the opportunity to support you further as well.
Look, I know so many people who have had massive changes, having come through varying programs that you have. And what I love also is that you look after so many people in the hair and beauty space. So it's really nice to be able to speak with someone who understands the space that we operate from. So I can't say enough awesome things about you. So thank you for your time, Jess. We'll make sure we have you back a third time.
I would love to. The pleasure is all mine. Thank you so much for having me, Larissa, and it's been a joy to support your community.
Well, there you have it. That wraps another episode of the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Now, I wanted to ask you, are you ready to escape your fully booked column so you can devote your time to actually growing your business? Maybe having a team you can trust to handle daily client care and management without constantly double checking. How about actually going on a 2-week holiday without sacrificing 2 weeks of income, let alone coming back to a list longer than when you left? If that's you, then it's time to join the Salon Owners Collective Hub, where you get all the training, resource, and support you need to get out from behind the chair and into a space of having the time to grow your team, expand your business, and skyrocket your income, all without working crazy hours to make it happen. Every month we have new trainings, Q&A coaching sessions, not to mention the daily support of fellow business owners who are right alongside you on the journey to growing a profitable salon. If you're ready to make greater freedom, bigger profits your priority, and it's time to raise your scissors in the air and declare that it's time to make a change, head to the salonownerscollective.com or to the link that are in our show notes on this episode to learn more about the Salon Owners Collective Hub and what you'll get if you come and join the community. And as always, thank you for joining me, and I hope to see you inside the hub.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Tune in each week as we reveal the latest insight and advice on what it takes to make your salon a success today. Subscribe to the Salon Owners Collective podcast on iTunes or visit us online at salonownerscollective.com for answers to your common questions, to follow Larissa and much more. Thanks for listening. See you next time.